Good day all, and welcome to the Upstate Housing Program. My name is Michelle Masurgeon, and I will be your host, bringing you news and information regarding the struggle for decent, affordable housing in the Capital Region. Today, I'll be speaking with Yvonne Maldonado, a homeowner at Silver Stream Village, a mobile home park in New Windsor, New York, near Stewart Airport. The residents of this 138-site mobile park are pushing back on a pending January 2020 rent hike, which exceeds the state cap of 3%. Mobile homeowners across New York State are increasingly becoming victims of exorbitant rent hikes for their lot leases. This has been due in a large part to a huge surge in private equity firms buying up mom-and-pop mobile home sites. Mobile homes represent one of the largest sector of non-subsidized affordable housing. Yvonne, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michelle. It's a pleasure to be with you.
How long have you lived at Silver Stream, and what brought you there?
Well, Silver Stream, I came here at the end of, middle of August of 2016. I lived in Westchester County in Croton-on-Hudson for many years. My son actually went through a bit of a difficult time, and I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to move up towards where you're at and my grandchildren, and not only that, my mom lives out here also. So I decided to move up here. He gave me the idea of buying a mobile home. I said, okay. So I looked into it, and I got very excited, very happy. I even took out my profit share. My retirement money to buy this home, because that my dream was, that's it. I'm not going to be paying rent to no one else. This is where I'm going to retire at. This is where I'm going to live my last golden year. And until the end of December of 2017, when the previous owner, Mike Puccio, sold the park, the community, without telling anyone, he gave us a $35 rent hike and promised us he wouldn't raise it no more. Then little we know, a couple of weeks later, in December of 17, we found out he sold the park to RHP Properties, a private equity firm that's investors and are gouging us out of rent increases. Ridiculous.
So what was, you organized a protest, and what was that about?
I did a protest because last year they got away with a $50 increase on us for 2019. But this year for 2020, as everyone knows, legislation passed the law and included on rent stabilization and included manufactured homes or homeowners throughout the state that it protects us at a 3% cap. They can raise it up to 5, maybe over 5, but with justification. They are raising us for the year 2020 a 5.341% with no justification. So that's when I decided to stand up in the leadership that I've tried to have the role in this community to fight for all of us that live here at Silver Stream. There is many seniors in here on Social Security only, low-income people, fixed income. I am one that live on a fixed income. I can't afford this increases every year of $50, $60 every year, the same thing, with no justification. The community still looks the same. It's not in shambles. It's a nice community, peaceful community, but this firm, RHP Properties, and many of them that are out there in this world that are going around buying these mom-and-pops community parks need to be stopped, because they're going in and all they're thinking about is their pocket. And people are getting run out of their homes. There's seniors in here that are like, well, where are we going to go? What are we going to do?
So one of the things that we were talking about earlier today is you found out some things about RHP, and I went on their website, and they say they're one of the largest privately owned mobile home parks in the U.S. They're located in 27 states, 258 communities, 64,000 home sites, and a $4 billion asset value. So what have you found out about them, and what are the so-called property improvements or you're saying there aren't any property improvements that warrant the excessive rent increase?
There's not. One of the major property for them to give them justification for an increase like this with the new law that passed in July of 2019 that would allow them to do that is property taxes. Our property taxes in this community actually went down. They went down by almost, if I remember correctly, almost $1,400. So there's no justification there. There hasn't been any capital done. So there is no playground for the children. There is no community room for the seniors. There is no security. There is very poor lighting in the community for certain residents in the community. RHP Property is a company that is lack of communication, lack of respect. They don't want to mingle with, they don't want to talk to you. I've tried to reach out to them and say, look, let's work this out. We will come halfway. They don't want to respond. They say, it is what it is, and you people just got to deal with it. This is what one of their recent regional managers that is no longer with the firm, quote unquote, said to me. Well, you people just have to deal with it, and we don't have to work with you, and we're not going to work with you.
Yeah, so if a mobile home owner chooses not to renew their lease, how easy is it to move a mobile home or even sell it?
It is not easy to move it. It's called mobile homes. Meanwhile, they're not movable. Okay, if you move it, first of all, it costs you over $5,000-$6,000 to even move it. Then depending on the distance, you are running a big chance of your home cracking or breaking and becoming disassembled, and then it's not worth anything. If you sell it, yeah, you could probably find a buyer, but once you tell that buyer what the lot rent is, they say no thank you. Or if you find a buyer that's willing to pay the high lot rent, they have to get approved by the community office and the corporation, which half of the time, residents that are in the community right now that are trying to sell their homes, they are not being able to because people are not getting approved. Mm-hmm. And they're not giving them the reason why people are not getting approved, if they're giving the proper documentation.
So if the homeowners, they have like 90 days from the date of the proposed increase to file an action for a declaratory judgment that the rent increase is unjustifiable. I understand Senator James Sufkovic has gotten involved along with the New York State Division of Housing and Community Renewal. So what's happened since the protest?
Right now, at the present time, I'm still waiting. I did speak to Sufkovic's office the other day, and things are rolling and things are moving. Senator Sufkovic, me and a couple of the residents here went to Senator Sufkovic at the beginning, middle of January of this year when he first took office. And we put in a complaint with him about the abuse, about things, the different things, various things that were going on in the community. And he did step up for us, and he did write letters to them. And he even had one of his attorneys write a letter to them. They got no response. They got no kind of acknowledgement. Couldn't do nothing about the rent because last year that wasn't in place.
Okay, so I have about a minute left, so I hate to cut you off because you have so much to say. Is there anything else you would like to add, and how can folks follow what's happening and get more information?
My message to people are if you are in mobile homes and you are going through similar situations, please, you could reach out to me. My name is Yvonne Maldonado. I am on Facebook. Reach out to me.
All right.
We all need to stand together. I am working with an organization, MH Action, which is an organization that supports you, gives you a lot of strategies, and is wonderful people to be involved with. I am a member of MH Action. Again, you could reach out to me. We will be posting a petition, and I am asking for everyone's support.
All righty. Well, Yvonne, I would like to thank you so much for speaking with me today about the rent protest and what's happening at Silver Stream Village. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.